Thank you, Ari. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Please smile, because it's nerve-wracking being up here. I want to thank everybody for last weekend. I forgot to mention one thing, and that our Indonesian community, they celebrated their Independence Day. Was it last week?
Yes.
All right. I forgot the greetings. Yeah, but I want to honor the different nations that are represented here. And because of our Indonesian community, it's very important that we not only see ourselves as believers in the community, but recognize the different nations that are with us. I want to affirm our Indonesian community. We'll continue to affirm the different nations that are represented here in this community for your contribution to the growth of the church over the past few years and what you've done. So happy Independence Day, belated Independence Day. We've started on the book of Galatians in our study, so if anybody's interested in any booklet, you see Seth or myself or Diane. What? How did that picture got into my... That's part of our lessons today. Guess what they're doing? Scratching their head. I don't know why I bought, but I want to give you this illustration. Trying to figure out what to buy, yeah? How many of you got stuck in the grocery shops like that? A few weeks ago, we were at the international school. So there were three tables all about nutrition. What to eat, what not to eat. When you shop, make sure you see the labels. So so people who care about nutrition often read the label. So it's probably holding olive oil or corn oil, something there. But the whole idea here is that we watch over what we consume. Yeah? What you eat, what we intake. We in the Pacific Islands, we love to eat. Eating is one of our gifting that God has given us. So that's why you go to the islands, you see a lot of large people and large aunties, in which we call beautiful, you know? So I remember Judge said, if you struggle with your looks, go to the islands, because they'll treat you like queen and kings. But anyways, this illustration here This illustration that I'm showing you here showed what Paul is trying to say to the Galatians. Be careful what you take in. Be careful of what you are consuming, because mixing all these different ingredients will have impact on your own life. And he's specifically talking about the gospel. That if we add in other things and like the nutrition, the ingredients that could be harmful to us in our lives, in our health. And so is mixing legalism, works together with the grace and the mercy of God who saved us. So I want to begin today by putting that picture. Paul, an apostle, sent not from man nor by man, but by Jesus Christ, God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me to the churches in Galatia. He said, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, listen here, to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. He began his salutation here, pointing back to the Father, focusing again on the work that Christ has accomplished on the cross through his death and resurrection. And then he said, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace, listen here, in the grace of Christ, and are turning to a different gospel. This is different from when we studied the book of Ephesians. He began his salutation here to God's holy people in Ephesus. The faithfulness of Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. Praise be to God our Father, our Lord Jesus, who have blessed us. Yeah? And then he said, I have heard of your love for God and your love for one another. That was to the Ephesians, but to the Galatians, it was a whole different story. Right on verse 6, he started. He said, I don't know what to say. I am really astonished what you guys are doing. Deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Paul's passion. Okay, I got to take care of this. Sorry, guys. Excuse me a little bit. Let me just unplug this. Wireless. If you need your computer fixed, come to set. So we see here from verse 1 to verse 10, Paul was really taken back. Next Sunday, we're going to talk about Paul's experience. We know his history, his background. And I thought to myself, why is Paul so hard on these guys? What is it? It looks like for the Galatians, it was just a simple transition. But to Paul, this group of wonderful Christians who have received the gospel of Jesus Christ through Paul's preaching, Paul traveled vast land to preach to the Gentiles so they come into faith in Christ Jesus. The sweat, the toil, the shipwreck, all the adventure and difficulties that Paul went through to be able to come to this place and preach to them the gospel of salvation. And then suddenly he heard that all the effort that he has done, the sweat, the danger that he has to go through, that message now, the message of God's grace, this group of people, they have turned away and they have embraced another gospel. No wonder he's frustrated. He said, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you, which is really no gospel. And talk about a different gospel. This is not a gospel. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. But even if we are an angel from heaven should preach the gospel other than the one that we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. Wow, these are heavy words that Paul is talking about. There is something disturbing Paul's spirit about what is taking place. And then he said here, he explained about his authority. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, the gospel I preach is not human origin. It's not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I receive it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Paul talking about his encounter. For you have heard of my previous way of life. Yeah? I just stop there. The gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no substitute to it. That's what Paul is saying. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. For whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In 1 Corinthians, he said that he who knew no sin, yeah, became sin for us so we can be made righteous with God. In other words, that Christ took on the sin and the punishment of the sin of humanity, the whole humankind, as if he was the one that committed it all. All that Jesus did on the cross. That was Paul's revelation. His understanding of what Christ did. That he came down from heaven. Gave his life. Died. Resurrected for ourselves. And then this group of people are saying to the Galatians, all that Jesus did, all that was promised from the Old Testament, that Jesus was the fulfillment of all history because of the redemption plan of God to redeem mankind back to his original plan, is now invalid, is not enough. And this is what they're saying. There is one small thing you can do to supplement all that Christ did. So Paul, in his writing, reinforcing again what Christ did. Affirming the Galatians to remember the gospel that by grace and grace alone, which means that I don't deserve the mercy of God, and he took the step. He initiated redemption for mankind. God did that. And the picture that all that God did is still not enough for salvation breaks the heart of Paul. That the sacrifice of our Messiah, the Son of God, that this gospel is saying that is not enough. The pain that Jesus went through the cross is not enough. That this small ritual you need to do. That's the teaching. You have to do this in order to gain salvation. And Paul's saying, no. Open your eyes, guys. He says here, in verse 3, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. God didn't just save us salvation so we can come and meet here and gather together as believers. Paul is saying it is bigger than that. Christ coming to bring us and redeem us back, that's just not what he did. There's something more powerful he did that have impact in the cosmic world, in the spiritual realm, that death and sin and evil, Christ did two things that man cannot do. He destroyed the power of evil forces and the power of sin. He changed the nature of the enemy, the plans of the enemy, the forces of evil. And he rescues us, not only unto salvation, but he rescues us from this present evil age. Its way of thinking, its habit, its lifestyle, the philosophy that it brings, the idea that are popping up. Now he's saying to the Galatians, that's what Christ did. He didn't just save you from death to life. He changed something. He shook the spiritual forces. He demonstrated his dominion over that. Let me read to you from Ephesians very quickly. For this reason, ever since I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your love and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. This is writing to the Ephesians. He said, I keep asking God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gracious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And I pray that your eyes, the eyes of your heart, may be enlightened and open in order that you may know the hope in which he has called you and the riches of his glory and inheritance and in his holy people and his incomparably great power. For those who believe, and he said that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms, far above all rules, all authorities, all powers, all dominions, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one that is to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his holy body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Amen. And he said to them, you have forgotten this? With all that he has done. Yeah? When I think about this, there's a group of people who are coming, speaking against Paul, and their influence have negative implication on the church. The church has stood the time of persecution and difficult times when it started in Jerusalem. Persecution, hardship they went through. Yeah, but it didn't stop the growth of the church. It kept getting stronger and stronger and will continue in present age. But there is one thing that brings destruction to the church, not the attack that comes from the outside, but comes from the inside. And we see here, the church in Galatia, two things that I was reading this came. One, from the word influence. All of us are leaders in our own way. Oh, I'm not a, everyone is a leader because you are a leader in your own life. In that aspect comes the idea of influence. Who am I influencing? And how am I being influenced in my life? Just like what we saw in the picture of shopping. In the same picture, Paul is saying, we're going to go more depth on what Paul is trying to clarify in his letter to the Galatians. Influence. The whole church of Galatia had been influenced by this group. They were Christians, but they were devoted also to the Lord. And they're saying to the Galatian churches, listen, don't listen to God, to Paul's message. Of course, you are Christian now, you have faith in Jesus Christ, but you cannot have salvation until you do this thing. You know, it's easy for us to be distracted by things around us today. It's easy for us as believers to be swayed away by the ideas that are part of our present age. The challenge for us as a church is to live in the gospel. Paul says in Romans, for the gospel, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen? The gospel that transformed people's lives, that I don't make any effort to try to win the favor of God, that when we were sinners, Christ died for us. And he's talking about the grace of God, the free given grace of God towards us that we don't earn or deserve. Ephesians also speaks about how God reached out and adopted us as his own children. That's grace. And Paul is saying to the Galatians, all that Christ did for us, don't forget the gospel. Move away from all this teaching that nothing we can do to supplement my salvation. That God, what God has done on the cross, he said, it is finished. He came to accomplish what he came to do. God loves us. He saves us and hears our cries when we call out to him. That we put our faith in him. That it is not about me or any position. It is about God's grace that he lavishes freely on us, that we should not forget. Influence. What's influencing you? Who are you influencing? What kind of influence are we having on each other? The church, last Sunday we saw the church come together, North Sea Baptist and us, we joined together. What are we saying when we do that? We're saying to the community at large here at Stavanger that the church of Jesus Christ is alive. Amen? Amen. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us, your mercy. We thank you as we sang this morning. Thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price that you paid for us. Help us to be strong in our faith in you as a church. Keep doing what you have called us to do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite all of us to stand together as we declare together our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. To judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You can be seated.